You're listening to SBS News.
Men with prostate cancer that's shown signs of spreading are typically put on lifelong hormone therapy. But the treatments can have debilitating side effects. Menopause-like symptoms such as hot flushes, a loss of libido, and osteoporosis. Now, there's hope such testosterone-blocking measures could be avoided or delayed. A trial conducted at Melbourne's Peter MacCallum Cancer Institute has found the use of a high-precision technique, delivering radiotherapy with pinpoint accuracy to each tumour site, can halt the cancer's progress. Radiation oncologist and trial leader, Associate Professor Shankar Siva, has told SBS 33 patients were tested.
All the men who had a limited spread of prostate cancer to 1 to 3 sites received a very focused, targeted dose of radiation treatment called stereotactic ablative body radiotherapy, or SABR. And these men were then followed for a period of 2 years to indicate their outcomes. When using this, patients could delay their hormone therapy and maintain their quality of life with that kind of approach. And about a third of these patients, the cancer didn't come back at all after this treatment during the study period. So 93% of the spots that we treated, the 50 spots of cancer, were eradicated with this type of treatment.
Retired bus driver Tony McDonald was diagnosed with prostate cancer 8 years ago and underwent surgery. The 77-year-old took part in the trial after cancer spots were later identified in his bones. He says the results of the treatment were extraordinary.
They zapped me, and then they checked me again in about a fortnight, and he said, oh, look, it's starting to disappear. And the next time they checked, there was a new doctor there, and he said, well, where is it? I can't find it. That's how efficient it was. It had completely disappeared. It meant getting rid of the bone cancer without any side effects of any description, you know. It was just really good. They were there one day and gone the next, basically.
While the early results are promising, Shankar Siva wants more testing done to examine just how effective the treatment could be.
One of the studies that we're looking at the moment and collaborating with the UK is a larger study that's looking whether this SABR treatment can extend the life of men who receive it in combination with the standard of care. And this is a study that we're currently running, and both at Peter Mac and throughout Australia.
He says prostate cancer is the most common form of cancer among Australian men.
And having patients who do have recurrence of their prostate cancer after treatment for either surgery or radiation for their primary prostate cancer is a very common condition. So there is a large group of patients who may potentially have this kind of situation arise for them.
The trial results have now been published in the international journal European Urology. Gareth Borum, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.